Oh, shit. Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. We are here tonight, of course, to talk about the highly anticipated premiere of Chucky. Premiere so big, it's on two channels, USA and Sci-Fi. So just to let you guys know, we're going to be talking open about the episode, so there will be spoilers. So just getting that out in advance. I'm, of course, Daniel Shine, joined by Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, yes, I think many of you are very, very excited for the Chucky premiere. And in case you're unaware, though, after a vintage Chucky doll turns up at a suburban yard sale. And
retro.
An idyllic American town is thrown into chaos as a series of horrifying murders begin to expose the town's hypocrisies and secrets. All right. So I've been waiting for this one for a very long time. I can remember, it feels like a year or two ago, maybe, when rumors started and we were kind of reporting on it. I'll be honest, I never thought it would happen as a TV series. I don't know. There was just something in my head, hard to picture, you know, Chucky in a TV series. I thought if it ever happened, they would maybe try and resurrect the anthology format, kind of do a Freddy sort of deal. But here we are. here we are. Yeah. Kruger, initial thoughts. Did it meet your expectations?
I like where we're at right now, like, and how everything's set up to the next episode. Like, it definitely left, like, I didn't think it was, like, phenomenal or anything like that, but I thought it was really good. I really like this kid we're following, Jake. He's super likable, and just the whole situation with his family, like, I don't know, that really resonates towards me. My dad was like his, so I really feel for this kid big time. And you know, I kind of like the setup too with the whole yard sale. I thought that was, you know, just kind of a clever way of, like, and it didn't, you know, like, I don't know how this is gonna, you know, chalk up with the timeline we have with the Chucky series right now. I have a feeling, you know, Curse and Cult of Chucky are gonna definitely be integrated into this somehow. But I was kind of happy that we didn't start where Cult of Chucky left off, and we kind of just have this, you know, a new beginning. So I liked all that. I thought, you know, the bullies to Jake, they're all, you know, you definitely want to see them get fucked up, especially that stupid blonde cunt, dude. I wanted to see her so fucking bad. And, like, they dick tease you with it, too, because you think
totally
she's about to get her. You think you're, she's about,
dude,
to get
when
her.
The teacher turned the light off, I was like, here we go.
Yeah, I was in. I wanted him to fucking cannibal holocaust her with a ruler or something.
Yes, please.
Why not? Is there a ruler big enough to cannibal holocaust her?
It's a yardstick. She's tiny. Yeah. Make it work. Charles knows what's up.
Improvise, adapt, over.
That's right, Marine.
I liked how later on we go into the whole talent show thing, and Chucky just does this whole fucking stand-up bit. Like, that shit just had me laugh my ass off, especially with the Pokemon fucking porn line. but I mean, of all the things, like, that could be extremely embarrassing, that would definitely be one of them. So, like, I thought that was great. And you know, we didn't get, this wasn't, you know, blood or gore, you know, filled episode, so it kind of left a little bit to be desired. But we are on the first episode, and the one kill we did get, I thought was pretty clever, with, you know, Chucky puking the alcohol on the dad with the electricity. And
I
liked how the poetic justice, first off, and then I liked how his eyeball kind of, like, you know, it kind of all got all burnt out, and you saw it later with his corpse. And now, you know, the whole setup to the next episode where, you know, it's kind of looking like Chucky's going to try to get Jake to kill. And, you know, you already know Jake's on medicine, you know, for what for? So can we see Chucky teaching a kid how to become a fucking serial killer in this show? Because I'm all for that.
That's what I want to see.
I really like this episode a lot, but it has me more. I'm more excited for this next episode than I was for this, and I think this is going to be pretty damn good series if they can keep the tone consistent. Like I thought, all the humor and everything with it, like it hit at the right times, it got serious at the right times. I mean, I'm fucking optimistic as hell after this first episode.
Yeah,
if they keep the episode count low, which they are.
What is it? 9, 10?
10, I think.
Yeah, that definitely don't go more than 10. I will start off though by saying what I think people are going to bitch about. Obviously, haven't heard any other opinions yet, but I think some are going to. No, not me. I actually like this and I'll get into it, but I think some people are going to bitch about the lack of kills. You're going to have that. Very, you know, and we all knew it was going to be different as a TV series. Like you said, we got to be patient to see some of these people die. I think you'll get a lot of that. I liked all the characters too. I was pretty engaged in the characters and the family drama going on. I do think there's going to be some complaining about that. I think this series is destined to have a drop off no matter what. I think this first episode will probably just do gangbusters and just be huge. And I do think it will die down a little bit. Has it won new fans though? Before I go on too long, I'll pose that to you guys. Do you think people only vaguely familiar with Chucky as a pop culture icon are drawn in after this one?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yep.
And we care about these kids, especially Jake. I think he's I just want to give him a hug. Everyone's giving him a fucking hard time. And it's like he doesn't need that. His mom fucking died in a car accident. His dad's a fucking douche. And now he's dead too. So, and like now he's living with his fucking uncle who doesn't give a shit about him, which is a clever way to bring in Sawa. Cause like once he killed him off, I'm like, what the? But then, he's got a twin. Perfect. So now he can be the nice guy. So I don't have to hate him the entire fucking show. I don't like the cousin. I think he's an asshole, but he's doing his job
for sure.
I see a very obvious twist coming with the cousin.
I think we're being led because that little girl made the blonde bitch's sister made eye contact with the doll. I think she fucking loved him. I think maybe he'll end up going with her, or maybe Tiffany comes around. That little girl we're not done with. It made me laugh a whole bunch, and that's really all I want from Chucky. I need a laugh, and I need him to fuck people up, and I got both of those. I'm going to be spreading the word. I think it's great. I think everyone that watches it will probably like it, old and new, just because it's very inviting. Like, yeah. I don't think you need to watch any of the other movies to get caught up. And also, it ended with the fucking flashback scene to Charles Lee Ray's childhood. I'm stoked as fuck for that.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, I wish I didn't see the kid that was cast as young Charles Lee Ray, because that wasn't really a surprise for me. But I do think that is going to make for some interesting flashbacks. So I hope fans are patient with it. They set up the characters for the most part in this one. And like you said, we've already got our Joffrey that we're kind of waiting to die a horrific death. So
I don't think she's that level yet, but she's on her fucking way.
I really don't see.
Well, this is 2021. Like, people are going to complain no matter what. But like, there's a lot to like about this, and very minimal to dislike.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah,
you'll get some people complaining. I will say, I don't think this is woke at all, but I think you are going to get a lot of
people. Yeah, you'll get that complaint. It's just not fucking stupid.
They had some already, because they dropped a hard F. I said I was going to say it, but I'm not going to, just because I know Dan's going to turn all red and blush. He can't handle it. But yeah, that'll be a good topic.
F words in this one.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I want to see where this goes. I hope the fucking black dude ends up loving him back, because for some reason that bus scene pissed me off. I'm like, what a cock block. Let him get his thing in. It's like, hey, big fan, listen to your show. Suck my dick.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if some of the older returning characters, which we don't really get much here, if they're just going to take a back seat. Well, yeah, but I wonder if they're just going to kind of pop in and not be a major part of the series, which will be also lead to more fans bitching about it.
I don't think they come in towards the end.
Yeah, I feel like Tiffany is definitely going to be a, you know, pretty decent part of the story. I mean, we've seen her in the previews. I'm pretty sure in the previews we also saw the chick that Chucky.
Kyle?
The chick that Chucky possessed. Is that her name?
Oh, no.
At the end of Curse.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we saw like a glimpse of her in a promo spot. So I do feel like the storyline from those two movies are going to come into play at some point. But I hope it's less. I kind of want to focus on, you know, Jake and Chucky. I hope we at least get a good amount of that, and maybe, you know, Jake turning into a serial killer. Who knows?
That, what's next episode? I want it to go dark. I actually don't want him to just sort of become the hero of it, which is
I don't want him to be the new
real
Andy.
Quick. Ben Grimm, we know it's Fiona Dorff. What's her character name?
Oh boy, I forgot. I did not get to rewatch those movies, Ben. I'm sorry. I can't recall, but
the only reason I remember this shit is because I was watching Cult of Chucky right before the premiere came on. So
they had a marathon today, so that's kind of cool to catch up. So they had a chance, all the people that don't never watch any of these, you had a chance all day today. And I'm pretty sure they're going to put it on repeat. Although tomorrow, I think, is Wednesday the 13th, the 13th marathon. But you'll get it.
Yeah,
How about Brad Dourif being back? That's a fucking positive. He was awesome.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I
heard people bitch about that.
I was very glad we didn't get Mark Hamill.
Real quick, Ben Grimm's the shit. Nika is her name. And how dare you, Mark Hamill is a god.
I like Mark Hamill. I'm kind of glad Brad Dourif got the gig back. he's Joker. Let him just be Joker. And I love Fiona Dorff. I actually think she's a star in general. Yeah. She was on a show called Dirk Gently that was pretty cool. And yeah, she's doing a lot of horror movies too. I hope she continues. I mean, the drama was good. I think I'm very curious. I don't know if any of you in the chat have watched it yet. We'd be very curious to get your opinion.
I know Ben has.
Yeah, I know you did, Ben. I dug it. I do think people are going to want more mayhem, but you get the vibe that they definitely are going R-rated with the show.
Well, yeah, we saw a person get electrocuted. They dropped the word F-A-G. Like, hey, we're here.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of it's funny. I'm watching more on streaming than I used to. So I didn't think they could go quite that hard on, at least on sci-fi. I don't normally see that on sci-fi. So, they could be the context too.
Cause that adding that actual word made the drama real. Cause like, yeah, his dad's embarrassed of him being a fucking homosexual. That sucks. You're supposed to love your kid no matter what. Who cares? And his dick talk.
They made him a huge asshole. Although at the beginning, I kind of thought maybe they wouldn't. They didn't like.
Well, the whole thing is he's an asshole because he drinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, at the beginning he wasn't too messed up. I think Devin Sawa is going to be even worse though, because I don't think things are going to get any better for poor Jake with.
Well, he seems nicer. I'm worried about that aunt. Because she's going to back her son, of course, and he's a twat.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the direction they're going to go is he and the cousin are going to bond and fight Chucky. I really don't want that, though. No. I really want this to be dark. I want it to be like a molding him into a serial killer kind of thing.
A coming-of-age serial killer story. That's kind of what I want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not going to turn that down. I'll take it. Be an episode of that Little Black Kids podcast.
So I was worried. I was like, man, I could see them just going really like meta with this and it being like a heavy Seed of Chucky vibe, which really scared me. I
never got that vibe, Dan. I think you were just
no, there were rumors at one point.
Don't listen to rumors.
I'm doing a rewatch of Seed of Chucky. I'll be honest, I didn't do it. It's
you're good.
My least favorite, but
your memory's accurate.
So. I like it.
Oh my god, you're crazy.
I liked it.
Well, when we do a franchise show, we'll have that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know where it'll there. Hey, it's got its fans. It's definitely got its fans.
I don't like love it. Like, I ain't willing to die on the hill for the motherfucker, but there's a lot of stuff I do enjoy about that movie. And it was something that played during my childhood a lot on HBO. So I used to watch it pretty fucking frequently.
I like fucking Glenn. I think he's cool.
Glenda.
I think if you put Glenda in this show, I think it'll ruin it for a lot of people. Because the reality is Seed of Chucky was just too much. It just went a little too weird for fans. And they need to get non-Chucky fans. So I hope that I don't get that impression from this first episode. This first episode certainly didn't.
I'm fairly confident in this. Oh, this again, we're only one episode in. So far, if they do decide to bring in his kid, maybe they can right the wrong, steer the ship in the right course. Who fucking knows? I'm excited to find out because I enjoyed this episode quite a bit. I want to watch it again. And you know how our schedule is right now. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I may binge them again once they all end. I'll see where we're at. Am I 100% sold that this is here to stay? No.
What do you mean here to stay?
That this is going to get multiple seasons. I'm not sure about that yet. So far, so good. I just still am like, it just feels like it's going to have to end. I don't know if they can successfully segue into it being something.
They can play hide the soul every last episode and transfer it to somebody else. I'm fucking cool with it. Just find a way to make it work.
Did you guys enjoy the Michael Myers Chucky TV ad? I thought that was pretty cool. I did think that was pretty cool.
Good cross promotion.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm curious what the box office will be. Cheap plug, we will be live right after Halloween shortly after Halloween Kills on Thursday as well. So you'll want to tune into that. But so I
this is a good week. We've got Chucky.
Hopefully.
A sneak peek. Actually, well, it airs Day of the Dead on Friday, but it was a sneak peek today as well. And we get fucking Halloween. My fucking favorite. So I'm stoked. Over the fucking moon.
Which we're going to cover Day of the Dead as well. You know what's weird? I don't know if anybody else would have gotten confused by it. I saw a special preview on my DVR, so I was like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's cool. What it said. I didn't think it was going to be the full episode. I thought it was going to be maybe, 5 minutes, but fuck, it was a nice treat.
I'm glad I stuck around because I was like, wait, this is still going. This feels like the beginning of a normal pilot.
Dude, I thought it was going to be like a little making of. Here's a vignette.
Yeah, I figure maybe like some Kostansky working on fucking special effects or something, but good surprise. So why don't we get right into fucking Day of the Dead then?
Absolutely. Day of the Dead, which we talked about. We interviewed Steve Kostansky. So if you guys go back, I guess that's probably been at least a few months now, but you can check out our review, our interview with him. And this is the TV series that he talked about briefly. Couldn't give away a lot, but he briefly talked about it. And this is, of course, based on the classic 1985 original film and follows, some familiar faces as they try and survive the first 24 hours of an undead invasion. All right. Kruger, what were, I know you were really, really looking forward to this. So
yeah, disclaimer. I'm a huge Steven Kostanski guy. So to know that he was working on this, had me extremely excited just to see from an effects standpoint alone, just because he's such
Ben Grimm has never seen Day of the Dead. Is that what I'm reading? Confession. Never watched the film. LOL. That's not funny, Ben. Get on that shit. It's amazing.
Yeah, oh, wow, Ben. I'm surprised. Yeah, you definitely need to.
That's one of my favorite zombie films of all time. So definitely top three, or maybe my second. It for years has battled with Fulci's Zombie, but yeah, I love Day of the Dead. That's my favorite Romero zombie film by far. So yeah, that between my love for that movie and my love for Kostanski, really excited about this. And this didn't disappoint me. From the effects front, we got some really nasty looking zombies and some really awesome kills. I love that scene where the one dude's driving over the zombies coming out of the ground with the fucking lawnmower. And we see one of the zombies with its head hocked off, still coming out of the ground. Just that was so fucking cool. We got a couple of nice little homages to Night of the Living Dead and Day of the Dead. Like the opening shot of Day of the Dead with the zombie with its tongue. Yeah, I love that. I love
I got
that.
Hard eyes on that.
I love that we got that with that sleazeball. What was he like? The owner of a
funeral parlor?
Yeah, Laszlo. I was glad to see, you know, that with his body. Even though we didn't get to see him get killed on screen, that was a great homage. I also love that fire extinguisher kill we got on the one zombie the mortician girl was working on and at the funeral for. She straight up fucking irreversible that motherfucker with a fire. I mean, that was fucking the gore
and plant a flag. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the gore is fucking phenomenal for this series.
Watery brain goo. That was shit was fucking gnarly. So yeah.
Yeah, they're really doing like just an effects guy, fucking, you know, everything that you would want in this. I wasn't crazy about the mayor character and like her whole storyline going on.
Sarah Palin, I love her. Yeah,
I'm not super invested in her yet. I'm sure I can get there. I mean, I was definitely happy with her one-liner she got at the beginning, but like that
did you get Palin vibes? I got more Hillary Clinton vibes.
She's attractive, so I got Sarah Palin, not Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Fucking ogre.
more Hillary with the affair storyline going on. But yeah, I wasn't crazy with her character, but I did really like Lauren, the mortician girl, and the whole story going with her and her, you know, her asshole boss.
I felt so bad though for the family at the funeral.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, imagine seeing this chick just straight up give like one of the most violent deaths possible to your fucking grandfather. I mean, good God. I love that too. It reminded me of something we saw in a movie that we're going to be reviewing coming up. So it was good to see just that whole funeral home zombie scenario play out again. And
my favorite line was what in the hell did you do to my peepaw?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you fired.
Yeah, I mean that was great. I loved it. My only complaint is, you know, some of the minor stuff with the mayor, but I can't wait for the next episode, man. And I'm, you know, I've said this 1,000 times. I'm not, you know, a really big zombie guy, but when it's done right, I have a fucking great time. And it looks like this show is going to be all about over the top gore and cool ass zombies. So, I mean, there's nothing for me not to like about this. And I'm very excited. I mean, between this and Chucky going on at the same time, I mean, this is the first time as a, you know, me having to go and watch cable and I don't know how long. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's a weird time we're living in, and we get all this over the top violence on TV now. Like, what the fuck?
It's good shit.
I'm not. So the effects were great. I think this one could end up being though a victim of zombie fatigue, which is really strong. That's this good. Is somewhere tone wise so far, I mean, again, it's just the premiere, but I think it's going to be somewhere between Walking Dead and Z Nation, which I kind of always liked Z Nation being the, like, the B movie version to Walking Dead sometimes when you just wanted that more light zombie entertainment. So I think this will do well leaning more in that vein. I kind of get the vibe, at least from the premiere, that this is going to be just kind of, yeah, more just zombie fluff. Not in a bad way, but zombie fluff. Now, that's not what the movie was, though. So I think this one is not going to please. Well, it might please some. Obviously, you like the Krueger, but I don't think it's going to please a lot of diehard Day of the Dead.
The first 24 hours of the outbreak.
Well, I'll just say this, though. I mean, the trailer, I mean, was absolutely ridiculous. Like, it did not sell it as, you know, the like Day of the Dead at all. I mean, they sold it as an over-the-top, almost Troma-esque zombie flick.
Yeah, now, well, it didn't go Troma.
No, but like, dude, like, in the trailers, we had fucking Granny saying, kiss my saggy ass and all types of shit. So, I mean,
yeah.
And Palin fucking double fisting the guns. I'm ready for that.
I have a feeling it's going to get super, maybe not like full Troma, but I mean, it is Kostansky. It's going to, I have a feeling, and he directed half of this series. So I think it's going to definitely have that type of tone somewhere in there.
Now, what's the word on this one? How many episodes do we have?
I think this is another one that's 10. Hold on. Let's see.
I think everything needs to keep it to 10 or less nowadays.
Well, 13 if it's on
10.
10, okay.
Yeah. I'm cool with 10 to 13 episodes. Any less, I'm like, I could have had a little more. Any more, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
If it's like 16 or into the 20s, I think
network television. The only one I do all the time, I still do the DC shows. I'm a little far behind, but Law and Order SVU, give me 30 episodes a year. I'm fucking fine with that. Yeah. For this, I fucking dig. I like Chucky more, but I think that's more my vibe anyway. I do see a lot of potential in this just to have a good time because the gore in this, I put a smile on my face. And it's on network, not network, but cable. And like, I gave up. Well, I didn't give up. I put a pause on Walking Dead till it's done because I just got too much other shit to watch. So this will fill that void for a little bit, and maybe it'll spark that bug to go finish that shit.
They will need more than the gore, though, because I will say this for anybody sick of Walking Dead, they usually always bring the gore. In fact, every once in a while, you'll get something like insanely messed up for
They have television. Those episodes that remind you, like, oh, this is why I watch this stupid-ass show. Because it happened every time I try to check out, and then I was pulled right back in. But I'm curious to see where the two boys that don't like each other end up being. Because, like, you know, when the start of the show, it's a flash forward and the fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that relationship can keep us involved.
Yeah. I so far, like I said, I had fun. I can't complain tonight. We'll see. If we're still as enthusiastic when we get a few more episodes in, I could see that going either way. And like I said, this has to, I think this one really does have to maintain the lighthearted tone. I can't say I love any of the characters yet. I do like the morgue.
Yeah. I like her. I love her. I think she's
Dan would be a big fan.
Yeah, I think she's going to be really...
You'd Laszlo the shit out of her while she was changing into her gear.
Well, what sucks is she's already bit, so we already know she's fucked.
Damn. Yeah, we forgot to mention that. That's horseshit. One of our favorite characters, because I'm not going to lie, I thought she was awesome too. And she's fucking... Oh, man. She's going to get got.
Hey, we haven't established lore yet. You know, I mean, now that's... Pretty much.
I'm very curious on what's going on with that construction site and what the fuck all that underground bullshit going on with the zombies chained to whatever the fuck that was.
The Native American grave site. You didn't move the bodies. Wrong show. Aww. Although they should turn that into a show now too. Give us all everything.
Hey, dude. You forgot. Poltergeist the Legacy was a thing.
Oh, you're right. I did forget. Yeah, and I'll continue forgetting because I didn't like it.
You didn't like Poltergeist? I thought it was a pretty good show. I dug it. Okay.
Maybe if a revisit, but I remember not liking it. I'm like, this is not my Poltergeist.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, no. We didn't get Craig T. Nelson or Joe Coach or anything. I could see him coming back for. You could kind of do something with Poltergeist again if you wanted to. Grown up and yeah, and Grandpa Craig T. Nelson. I don't know how they would do it, but yeah, that's a good thing to end on. What would you like to see made into a series now? Since I mean,
Ben Grimm just brought I Know What You Did Last Summer, which starts on Friday. So, maybe that. No, I'd probably want like a Serbian film, the series or something. Crazy.
Oh my god, that would be or like so maybe like a actual Martyrs, but like French. You do it right, have a whole series dealing with that lore and the whole. Dude, you know,
those aristocrats.
Yeah, I think there that was
a story there.
Yeah, I think that something like now you have me thinking about extreme shit. Like, I just want, can we just have like American Guinea Pig the series and just have fucking just a new gore fest every episode? I mean,
40 minutes, another body comes in, sort of deal.
Ben Grimm just nailed it though. Monster Squad. Oh, high five, Ben.
That would be cool. All grown up, actually. I think that would be really cool. Believe it or not, I know you're partially joking, but guinea pig, I have a way in my head that you could actually make that work, but I won't give it away because it's actually a good idea. God, what would I like to see as a regular series now?
Yeah, I'm thinking too, because like we got Scream.
Yeah, Kruger. Fuck off. That shit's good.
Punch you.
That shit's good. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It brings the gore and it's a lot of fucking fun.
I'm only going by season one.
Season one was good. But what else? Like a big one. Halloween, I don't think I want.
No. Friday the 13th.
Season of the Witch, that might be cool.
I think Friday the 13th could be interesting. I mean, if you were to retell the story a different way and like you use the whole season to tell the whole, you know, the whole
number one, cool. the first two seasons of the Friday the 13th TV series, which of course had nothing to do with Jason, were stellar. It was so good. Even season three is not bad, but seasons one and two of Friday the 13th was horror television heaven. I love that show so much. I don't think you can do a silent killer as a TV show.
Give us Freddy Krueger. Perfect. I'll take that.
Sure. Yeah, you could definitely do Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Ben Grimm says they still doing a Lost Boys series. I don't know.
I think they're rebooting it as a film, last I heard.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, and leave this as a little preview. I'll tell you what, VHS series would be pretty cool. And we have a franchise show for that coming up, so stay tuned for that shit.
Yes, tomorrow VHS, we'll have the new one. That'll be really fun. I don't mind seeing more. I wish I had a better, like, specific answer.
I think Carrie would be.
Carrie could be interesting. Yeah.
You can could do really... four seasons of high school and it ends at prom.
You know what? I could see it, but I could also see that being a really shitty, like, CW style reboot.
Dude, how did they get The Mist so wrong? Fuck.
I didn't hate The Mist.
I didn't hate it, but it really disappointed me because, you know, obviously I want Lovecraftian fucking creatures in The Mist, and, you know, they went with more of that religious route, which it wasn't terrible, but I would have preferred.
Oh, yeah. I did see it. I did finish it. I liked it.
There's a lot of naked old lady in it.
So, there is one.
Well, there was a lot. There's a lot of it.
Not kink shaming. That was Francis. What's her name? Francis Conroy of American Horror Story fame.
I know what I want as a fucking limited series, not a full series. Seven. I want seven. Ooh. Seven episodes. Give me seven.
Who do you recast?
Easy. I don't think we've ever seen it.
Oh, you've never seen Seven?
which well, has to be rectified.
Yeah, well, that's not a spoiler. I mean, Morgan Freeman's not going to commit to a show.
Well, it doesn't have to be Morgan Freeman. But yeah, that movie told in 7 episodes. That's what I want. And then you can do the stuff after, like when they were trying to make that movie 8, but that ended up becoming Horseman or some shit. I don't know.
Yo, how was that Exorcist series? Was that shit?
It was really good. I fucking liked it a lot. Both seasons.
Finished season 2, but I liked what I saw of that. It's always going to be tough, you know, revisiting The Exorcist in any form.
And there was an Omen one too, right?
That one was crap.
Okay.
Oh shit, there was. I forgot. Yeah.
I don't even think the series finished airing on TV because it was that bad. It was not good.
Yeah, wasn't that like six episode?
It came around I don't know. It came around like the second or third season of Bates Motel, which is excellent.
I can't remember anything about it. I remember like just thinking, oh, this is a piece of shit, and just turning it off.
That's what happened exactly.
Yeah, there's some really good short-lived stuff, but that wasn't one of them. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of curious what comes of this. Ben, if you're talking Resurrection with Christoph Lambert, that is a great film in my, well, it's a 7 knockoff. I mean, it is, but it is the Blu-ray from Vinegar Syndrome. I actually just got in today, and it is a good film. I hope people kind of rediscover it now that Vinegar Syndrome put it out.
They were going to give Morgan Freeman powers, like psychic powers. I'm like, you can knock that shit off. I mean, that's unnecessary. Let's not get into it before Kruger watches it, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You'll want to make that a Halloween watch, Kruger. I didn't realize you hadn't seen that one.
I don't know if maybe I'll wait till November. I got a lot of shit to watch.
I'll put it this way: as you get deeper into the movie, you'll see why.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So
good.
Yeah. There we go. I could say Toxic Avenger.
Oh yeah. Well, fuck yeah. We're sad.
I mean, we got the cartoon, but Toxic Avenger is kind of an easy adaptation that you could make happen.
They should totally do that. What the fuck are they doing? Wasting money.
I want Carnosaur. Yeah. God damn it. How about that?
Let's do it.
Carnosaur the series. That. Let's go.
I'd say not a good idea, but if Clint Howard is in it, I would say it's a great idea.
He's available.
Phantasm. They could do that. Mortuary Collection homeboy needs to be the tall man.
Fuck though. Brown. Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown. Yeah. I would totally, because Clancy's amazing.
Yeah, he would do perfect.
My all-time favorite short-lived series is Carnival, and he's fucking awesome on that show. Oh my god, I miss that show so much. Yeah. No, I would be down for Phantasm. I think it would explore some of the sci-fi stuff a little more so. Like in my head, how I would see that
sci-fi
show going.
Is named after it, so why the fuck not?
Long as it's got a fucking better ending than Ravager had, I'll be happy.
Oh yeah, Ravager, I like to forget that
me
one
too.
Exists.
Me too. Well, on that note, why don't we get the fuck out of here?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, let us know what you guys thought of Chucky and Day of the Dead in the comments. Really curious what you guys think and if you enjoyed it as much as we did. So,
yes, always comment. That helps us too. We appreciate that. So, programming note, we will have the VHS franchise show tomorrow, which will rank everything. We'll review the new VHS 94. That should be a really fun show. We have reviews, a review show for Titan and Lamb coming your way as well. Be sure to watch all our Slashtober tournaments, the Fear Itself retrospective. We still have content every day. Well, today we had two. So sometimes you might have multiple episodes from us, and be sure you check that out. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive, original, uncensored content. It only starts at $1, so we do appreciate that. And fleshwoundfeatures.com, check out links to the Teespring store and all that good stuff. And oh my God, I'm probably trying to wipe it from my mind, but I think we are also reviewing Welcome to the Bloom House. So
you can sell it a little better than that. We still want people to check it out, asshole.
We want you to check it out. Well, they might want to check it out to see. I don't know yet. Fair.
Oh, that's true. Come watch us torture Dan.
There you go. See, that might be the selling point. So yes, Welcome to the Bloom House. That will also be coming. So lots of good shows coming your way, guys. We appreciate it. And we hope you have a good night and you continue to have a great Halloween.
It can't help but like ruin it and show his hand on fucking Bloomhouse. I mean, seriously?
I'm not showing my hand. I haven't watched any of it.
Okay. Okay.
So there's no hand showing. Okay. That's just my dread based on past experiences. I get NOM flashbacks.
So. All right. Wrap up.
To be fair, yeah, last year's was dog shit.
So. There was one good one.
The little girl. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, Kruger's suplexes can't be worse than last year. I'm just going to say that.
Right now. Free, so let's wrap this up.
All right, guys. Good night. Thanks for joining us.
Kruger?
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And thanks for joining us, Todd. And I'll see you in Disneyland. Friends to the end.